We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bungert.
In for Susan Lee Taylor, I'm Holly Kwan.
Here's what's happening.
That Halloween night shooting at an Orinda Airbnb was shocking, but it's far from the only time people have been killed at short-term rental properties. Turns out there have been a number of violent incidents involving this type of rental over the last 6 months. That's according to an analysis of police and news reports by the San Francisco Chronicle. It says at least 42 people have been shot at short-term rentals across the country. 17 of them died. Many of those shootings happened at Airbnb properties, including one during a party at an Airbnb in Sacramento last month that left one man dead. That followed a deadly shooting at an Airbnb rental in Fair Oaks in July.
Now, Airbnb says it's going to change things after the Halloween massacre in Orinda. The party on Lucille Drive never should have taken place because the house was not supposed to be used as a party house. Airbnb CEO Brian Chesky says they're going to try to weed out abusive renters and hosts. Airbnb planning to review each of its 7 million listings to make sure renters are getting exactly what's listed. And they will also scrutinize what the company calls high-risk reservations. Airbnb saying it's creating a rapid response hotline team to address complaints quickly.
We think this is a really, really critical step for our industry because I think ultimately the internet really can only function on a premise of trust.
It's going to be a while before anybody rents an Airbnb in Orinda. Legally, the city of Orinda has put a 45-day moratorium on unhosted rentals while it rethinks its two-year-old house-sharing ordinance.
This may sound too good to be true. Clean BART stations in downtown San Francisco. KCBS reporter Tim Ryan joins us where a new elevator attendant program seems to be deterring a lot of bad behavior. Tim?
Well, Holly, it's all about deterrence. The elevator attendants have expanded to all four downtown stations. At Civic Center, I was greeted to a clean, friendly ride with Erica Drayton.
I sit here and greet people all day, you know, basically ask them how they're doing, how their day is going, try to make them smile. That's my goal every day before they walk out the elevator.
This BART rider, Steve, has noticed the changes.
It was out of control. It's much better. I don't see anybody doing anything, but it's getting done. And I appreciate that because this city was falling apart.
No one was panhandling or using drugs. The station was clean and well-staffed, but one escalator was out of service. A stairwell still smells like urine, and a guy tossing his cap in the air at the entrance to that station was clearly stoned out of his mind. Tim Ryan, KCBS.
Tim, I have to ask you this. How sustainable does this cleanup seem to be? We see this time and time again. Everything gets spiffed up. A couple weeks later, the press goes away. Comes the filth.
I am not terribly optimistic. Now, BART is always in financial trouble. And I'll tell you, Stan, I must have seen 15 people or more in those vests, and all of them are drawing salaries and benefits. It's going to be tough.
All right, Tim Ryan reporting on the cleanup in downtown San Francisco BART stations. Speaking of San Francisco, the race for the city's district attorney's job still too close to call this morning. The appointed incumbent Susie Loftus ahead of Chesa Boudin by less than 2,500 votes. This according to the latest numbers from the San Francisco Elections Office. It could be next week before we actually have a final tally here. There's another much too close to call race in San Francisco. That's Proposition D. This is the one that would put a 3.5% tax on ride-hailing companies like Lyft and Uber. Anybody who took one of those rides would pay the tax. That needs two-thirds to pass, and right now it is sitting just about squarely on a two-thirds majority.
For several years now, wildfire management experts have warned Californians to stop moving into areas that are vulnerable to fire. But KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign says that remains a hard sell, in part because of the Go West Young Man spirit that made California what it is.
Californians do not want to hear about the dangers of living on the edge of wildland, and they're not interested in chipping in public dollars to buy rural homeowners out, help them move, or even help pay for fire insurance, says political science professor Bruce Kane, director of Stanford's Bill Lane Center for the American West.
People believe that it's really an individual choice to live where you want to live, and once you're there, it's your problem to deal with it.
That independent spirit is foundational to the West, says Kane, whose polling found a big shrug from most Californians about the growing risk of wildfire, even though they end up breathing the smoke and footing the bill for the emergency response. Despite mounting concern about the impact of climate change, Kane does not foresee any shift toward keeping people from living in fire zones or rebuilding in them after wildfires.
As long as politicians get money from developers, and as long as the public wants to continue to build, because we have a housing crisis in this state, it's going to be very hard for local government officials to take the steps that are necessary.
Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts, and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.